This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم everyone, جزاكم الله خير for joining us, and again show us where are you joining us from. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Again, another Tuesday. Allah gave us life, gave us barakah in our time, and allowed us to meet, to spend an hour in His remembrance, and especially today, remembering Him, remembering His house. Subhana. This actually program was supposed to be, Subhanallah, was supposed to be broadcasted actually when I came back from Umrah back in October, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow it at that time, and then it was supposed to be scheduled another time, and subhanallah, something again happened. Allah did not allow us, and Allah always teaches us, subhanallah, that it is not our decision, and it's not our planning, and it's not our choice. Subhanah, He always do it when He كيف يشاء وحيث يشاء ومتى يشاء, the way He wanted it or the way He wills it and the time He wills it and when, wherever He wills it. So subhanallah, Allah allowed it today. And subhanallah, Allah always, when He plan, and He's the best planner, as we all know, a lot of people, walillah alhamd wal minna, have already gone, came back, coming back, and a good number of people, walillahi alhamdul minna, are going now to Umrah. This is actually the holiday seasons, and also alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the restrictions that has been is becoming easier and easier. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And what I wanted to share with you, this is going to be a series, inshallah, maybe two or three. We'll see how it is going to go. We're going to be sharing together and learning together what we need to learn, not about Umrah or Hajj, rather about the place where we are going. And anytime we know the place itself, it brings different perspective, should, especially when we talk about Allah's house and Mecca, should bring different perspective. And I always say this to myself and anyone who asks me about what should we pack when we go to Umrah or when we go to Hajj. And I always, my answer is, number one, pack your niyyah and not the niyyah of ihram. And again, we're not talking about fiqh. We're talking about spirituality and what should I feel and where I am going. Your niyyah, your intention is you are going to go visit His house to please Him, responding to His invitation. So it's a complete different perspective than going anywhere else. And number two, keep reminding yourself the moment you leave, even before you leave your house, and as you are going and in the plane, in the way, in the bus or in the train, where are you going? And never ever look to that place, which I, what I'm talking and referring to is Allah's house and His city, Mecca. Don't you ever look at it or regard it as any other place, not even Medina. And there is always this question. It's like Mecca or Medina. We'll come to this, inshallah, maybe next week when we talk about the part two. But the whole idea is we Muslims, walillahi alhamdu wal minna, we glorify the place. We have this awe to the place, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But sometimes we all get busy. and we get distracted by the usual, you know, the travel things and the plane and the hot and the weather and the hotel. We need to remind ourselves and keep reminding ourselves about where are we going, or if anyone who's listening to me already there, where are you? Or when I came back, where was I? Subhanallah. And I will start by sharing a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what he regard Mecca, and he said the following, and this hadith is in at-Tirmidhi and in Ibn Majah. And this is a Sahabi who is Abdullah ibn Adi ibn Hamra, and may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So this Sahabi, this companion, saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam waqifan ala al-Hazwara. He saw him standing on al-Hazwara. Al-Hazwara is a place, scholars differed. Is it a place inside Mecca or is it a place just a little bit outside Mecca, but looking at Mecca? So the whole idea, he's seeing it. And he talked to it. Subhanallah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he talked to Mecca. You know, when we love our house and we are moving or we are leaving, and you look at that, whether it's a room, whether it's your house, whether it's your apartment, but you love it. You have this personal relationship, and you look back at it and you say, I love this place. I spend a lot of good time, I have a good memory. And this is place on earth. So imagine Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looking at Mecca and talking to it. And he said, Wallahi, innaki lakhayru ardillah. By Allah, you are the best land of Allah. Lakhayru ardillah, best land of Allah. Wa ahabbu Allahi ila Allah. Wa ahabbu Allahi ila Allah. And you are the most beloved land to Allah, and the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. لَخَيْرُ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. You are the best. You are the best land of Allah, and the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. And then he said, وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي أُخْرِجْتُ مِنْكِ مَا خَرَجْتُ. And he said, and if it was not, I was forced to leave, I will never leave. This is your Rasul and mine, alayhi salatu wasalam, talking to the land, talking to Mecca, not to a human being. And you can feel the feeling. You can even when you are reading it, you can see it. And of course, he's glorifying Allah, but he's glorifying Mecca. My number one. He didn't call it Mecca. He didn't call it by the names. He called it, he referred it to Allah. إِنَّكِ لَخَيْرُ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. You are the best land of Allah. And you are the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. Subhanallah. And وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي أُخْرِجْتُ. I didn't leave by choice. If I were not had to leave, ordered by Allah to leave, of course, but he was forced to leave. Makhrajt. Imagine how much he loved that place. Imagine how much he had connection with that place. And it is not because he was born there. And it is not because his family there. Like we all, as in general human, we love places because we have good memories, we have nice memories, or our family is there, something in it. But if you look at the hadith, what he said, أَحَبُّ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And he referred to it as a land of Allah, and the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. So here I am, the first thing as I am going, or I'm preparing, or I just registered for the Umrah, or I am leaving tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Or if I already came back, I still have to keep in my mind, where was I? Where am I going? Where I just registered to go? It's not a holiday. It's not the most beloved vacation place. No, it's the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. Subhanallah, we need to keep reminding ourselves of this, to feel it and to give it its due right, to give the place the whole Mecca to give it its due right. And subhanAllah, another thing that is special for Mecca is the names of Mecca. It has more than 10 names of Mecca. And Imam al-Nawawi said, there is no city that has that many names as Mecca and al-Medina. No other place on this earth, the same place, has that many names, just like Mecca and Medina. Meaning Mecca and Medina has so many names, no one else has it. And he's saying this is because, and this is the beauty of it, وَذَلِكَ لِكَثْرَةِ الصِّفَاتِ الْمُقْتَضِيَةِ, for two reasons. Number one, أَفْضَلُ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ. This is Imam al-Nawawi. He's saying the most honorable, best place on earth, one. And number two, because of the many characters of that place, of this city, Mecca. And today I'm going to spend covering Mecca only. And if Allah wills, maybe next week we finish about Mecca, and then maybe the week after we'll talk about Medina. But let's go, what we will share today, inshallah, and what we are going to be learning, bi-idhnillah, is the names of the city. What are the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose himself to call Mecca? And it's all from the Quran. And I'm going to take you one by one. Number one, Bismillah, Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. He said it in Surah Al-Fath, the victory. And the surah is chapter 48 and the verse is 24. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ I'm sorry وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَهُمْ وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَظْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And this is how it says, and it is He, Allah, who has restrained their hands from you and your hands from and your hands from them, bibatni Mecca, in the midst of Mecca. So the name came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first name is Mecca. Now why it is called Mecca? So number one, when someone asks why it's called Mecca, it could be you, it could be your family, and it could be your neighbor, Muslims or non-Muslims. The first answer is Allah called it. So it's like when someone asks you why your name is this name, you say, my parents called me. Human being called a human being. This is Allah, the creator, called the most beloved land to him, Mecca. But what does the word Mecca mean? Subhanallah. Number one, and this is Imam al-Tabari, he said, there is four sayings and there is four reasons scholars say why it's called Mecca. What is it? Number one, Mecca, because it attract people to it. تَجْذِبُهَا إِلَيْهِمْ. Because people are so attracted to Mecca, and we don't have to comment on this, just turn on the TV on Mecca during Salah, see pictures during Ramadan, and see pictures during Hajj, and you know what is the hearts, how many million hearts, millions and millions of hearts are attracted to that place. Subhanalladhi la ilaha. And ya'ummuha an-nasu min kulli makan. People go to Mecca from everywhere. And subhanallah, there is a saying to an older lady who she used to say, if you have seen Mecca, you will never feel rested. And if you have not seen Mecca, you will never feel rested. So if you've never gone, you always want to go. You're, as we say, dying to go. I'm so much want to go. You've never been. You just seen pictures. Then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you and allowed you to go and invited you, then you will never rest. It's amazing feeling how you keep wanting to go back. Subhanalladhi allahu. There's so many other places in the world, much nicer, much beautiful, meaning geography or scenery, And then you say, that's it one time. Okay. It's except Mecca. La ilaha illallah. The more you go, the more you want to go. So number one, it's Mecca. It is Mecca because people, ya ummuha an-nas, people go to it. Like it's a focus where people go. Number two, لِأَنَّهَا تَمُكُّ مَنْ ظَلَمَ فِيهَا. It destroy, and this is the name in Arabic, مِنْ تَمُكْ, which means destruction. It destroys whomsoever does injustice in it, inside it. It's haram, it's sanctuary. It's a holy city. That's why we call it holy city, sanctuary, had its own character from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, because it is a tough city to live in general, weather-wise, and its geography, لِجُهْدِ أَهْلِهَا, because people put more energy and more effort to live it. And the origin of it, تَمَكْمَكْتُ الْعَضُّمُ, when you have the bone, and then there is a bone marrow inside, and you want to get out the bone marrow, you need to do a lot of work to get it out. Either like you press it hard, or you put something in it and take it out. So it's called tamakmak, Mecca. And number four, لِقِلَّةِ الْمَاء, because it doesn't have a lot of water. So the first name is Mecca. And most of us know it. And usually, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we usually say Mecca al-Mukarrama, the honorable Mecca. And again, because Allah honored it. So when I go, again, packing, planning, in the plane, in the bus, I need to know that this place called Mecca, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, called it in the Quran, as we will see in all the others that's going to come. And number two, everyone, when you are there, remember this, there is so many millions wish they are in your place. And not one or two or three, millions. Especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, and I want to just a little bit comment on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away from us. It is His house. It's not mine or yours. And He decided by His wisdom and by His knowledge and by His majesty, decided to close it for almost 2 years, just a little bit less than 2 years. And each one of us Muslims need to ask this question. I asked that question when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me in October, when I first saw the haram. And I was like, Ya Allah, You did not invite us for this all time. Ya Rabbi, it is not because of our sins. It's not because we did not give Your city and Your haram its due right. Ya Rabbi, don't deprive us from it again. And each one of us really have to feel this. It is His house. It's exactly, Allah is exalted. But when it is my house and yours, you have the choice to invite whom you want or not. And He decided, subhanah, for a year and a half, minimum people, and you all, I'm sure, everyone have seen that picture where there was only the cleaner sitting looking at the Kaaba alone, and around him is completely empty. Empty. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have glorified it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have exalted that place. And that place, each human being Muslim, and even those non-Muslims, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open their hearts and become Muslims and they see it, they want to go. Sometimes when I show the pictures or I share video with my non-Muslim friends, you can see they would love to go. And may Allah open their hearts so they can attend, Ya Rabbi Ameen, become Muslim and attend. So number one, Mecca, the place that all the hearts wants to be there. Subhanallah. Number two, the other name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Ali Imran, Mecca. So the first one is Mecca with M. Second one is B, with boy, like boy, بكة. إن الله سيدة صورة علي عمران إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. The first house of worship appointed للناس for people in general للذي ببكة. The one that is in بكة. مباركة. Full of blessings. وهدى للعالمين. That house. So when you look at the Kaaba, whether you are seeing it on the TV, whether you are there, whether you're looking at a big picture, remember, remind yourself. First house. First, Allah chose it to be a place, a house of worship. It is not because we are Muslims at time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's way, way longer than that, older than that. And he chose it, and Mubaraka, it's a blessed place. وَهُدًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and it's a place of guidance. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيْنَاتٌ, has many signs. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيْنَاتٌ. مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, one of the signs. The place of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And then Allah said this, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And whosoever enter in it, he is in peace. And there is no other word to describe the feeling inside the haram. And even if you have not yet seen the Kaaba, or you have seen the Kaaba and the awe of seeing the Kaaba, but then you are sitting there looking at the Kaaba, or you're praying looking at the Kaaba. The peace that human beings feel nowhere else on this earth, no other circumstances, whatever that circumstances, will give you the peace and the serenity and the awe and the joy that you feel it in that place. And this is not only my word. Ask anyone, and if any of you watching me have felt that, said it, write it. It's a place of peace, subhanallah. And Allah said it, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And the person who enter it feels peace. You want to feel peace? Look at Mecca. Ask Allah to invite you. And when you are there, in case you are not feeling it, ask Allah to show you what He said in His book. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And anyone gets in it, enter it, is safe, is in peace. Allah said this in, as I said, in Surah Ali Imran, and the verse is 96. آمِنًا, subhanallah. And why? And why called Bakka? Why it is called Bakka, subhanallah? Three reasons would be, number one, because it's very crowded. It's one of the names for crowdedness. It's very crowded. Bakka, it's very crowded. Two, Bakka from buka, from crying, because people cry there, yatabakun, or it's actually because they also are so crowded and they like compete with each others in it. Subhanallah, that's the other meaning of it. And because tabikku a'naq al-jababira, because it actually, any tyrant in it, it actually take care of it. Destroy any tyrant in it, inside Mecca. And also, anyone who is arrogant in Mecca, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him down. And the history have showed us again and again and again. So Mecca, Bakka is the second name. Third name, which is probably, inshallah, familiar to some of you or many of you. Ummul Qura, the mother of the cities. The mother of the cities. Ummul Qura. Allah called it in the Quran, again, in two places. In Surah Ash-Shura, which is a council, chapter 42, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. العفو. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا. And here we have, or thus we have inspired to you or sent down to you قرآنا عربيا Arabic Quran or Quran in Arabic. Why? لتنذر أم القرى. You give warning أم القرى. The other name. تنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. So you give warning to the people of أم القرى, the city, and who is around them. أم القرى, the mother of the cities. Of the cities, the mother of the cities. Two. And the other ayah, the other verse, Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, and this is in verse 92 in Surah Al-An'am, and it says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقٌ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ لِتُنْذِرَ وَلِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. Again, Allah combined the Quran with Mecca. Twice when He mentioned the name أم القرى, He combined it with the Quran. Subhanallah. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. And this is a book we have sent it. Well, this is a blessed book, Quran. Send it down. مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It's affirming the books that was before. بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, the one before him. Meaning to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَلِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. So you will give warning to أُمُّ الْقُرَى, the mothers of the city. Why it's called the mothers of the cities? Subhanallah. Look at this one. Because the earth under Mecca is flat. The earth under Mecca is flat. And because under it, it's on the top and everything is under it. So it is like a mother. It's on the top of everything. Ummul Qura. All the earth is under. It's actually the center of this earth is Mecca. Geographically, it's the center of this earth. Subhanallah. Number two, Ummul Qura, the mother of the cities, meaning it's the best one. When you say this is the mother of knowledge, this is a very common way of saying things in the Arabic language. When we say the mother of, meaning not when we talk about human beings, but when we're talking about something and we say, this is the mother of knowledge. This book is like the mother of science, meaning this is the best. This has everything. أم القرى قبل أمها, because it is a sanctuary and it's the place all the Muslims face it. Wherever you are, subhanallah, wherever we are, and I'm not talking about physically being there, but wherever we are on this earth, we five times a day, we keep looking, where is Mecca? Because we want to pray and we pray to it. Ya ummuha, every human being, the 1.6 billion, they focus five times a day, the masajid, the mosques, everything is, where is the Qibla? First thing you say, where is the Qibla? What is the Qibla? Is where is Mecca? And it is the best, as the first hadith I shared with you, it is the best city, the best city ever, before and now and for the future. And when we say the best city, to feel what this means is we cannot look at it in the parameters of the modern cities these days, because this is not what Allah meant, subhanah. It is the best earth, the best soil, the most beloved land, subhanallah. And when you see it, it's so amazing, because literally it is desert and mountains. And it is very hard geography. And those of you who have been there, it's very rough. And even rocks are very hard ones. Hard ones. It's tough one. It's hot. There's minimum water in it. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own reasons. And He made that place the most beloved and the best place on this earth. Subhanallah. And Umm al-Qura, and that's the reason, should be number one, because it has the house of Allah. Subhanallah. The house of Allah is in that part of His earth. Like, imagine yourself, you are in the plane high and you're looking at the earth, all the earth, let's assume. And then from all this huge, he chose that place, the creator, to put his house in it. What a place is this? Subhanallah. Baytullah fiha. The house of Allah is in that place. The fourth name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for Makkah, so we have Makkah, Bakka, and then we have Umm al-Qura, the mother of the city, is called Ma'ad. Ma'ad, and Allah said this in Surah Al-Qasas, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. And Allah said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was removed from it, he was asked to leave from it. Subhanallah, I can't imagine his feelings, alayhi salatu wasalam. You all know this feeling. When we go for when we go to Umrah or Hajj, and when we leave, it's the hardest moment. When you are doing your tawaf al-wada', the last circumambulation around Mecca, and everyone is full of emotions. Subhanallah. And when you leave, you just can't look at the Kaaba. And many people, most people will say, Ya Allah, don't make it the last visit. Ya Allah, don't deprive me from it. Subhanallah. Imagine Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam left it. And he didn't know when he's coming back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, the stories, he said, or the story, and he said, this is the first 85. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. Verily the one who made, who sent or ordained the Qur'an for you will send you back to the city. رَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. He will bring you back to the place of return. Look at the name. Ma'ad, place of return. How many times people go to Mecca? And if you compare with other cities, in other cities, people sometimes go more than once. They either have home, they have business, they have family. But you don't go to a place where you don't have anybody there or anything that frequent. Or you want to go that frequent. And there is Muslims I know, if it was their choice, they will go every year, they go every month, subhanAllah. Ma'ad, a place of return. We will go back, you will go back, and we want to go back, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Ma'ad is Mecca. Ma'ad is Mecca. And then Al-Fara' said, Ma'ad is the place you were born, subhanAllah. وَطَنُكَ وَبَلَدُكَ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and saying, it's your house, it's your city, it's the place you were born, we'll send you back. We will send you back. So you need, when you are there, again, going there or coming back there or planning to go, packing your suitcases to go, remember that place is where Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for more than 10 years, he was removed from it. He was dying to go back. But Allah promised him, we'll send you back. And he didn't send him back right away, after a while. So for everyone who's listening to me, and you've never been there, or you've been there only once, and for some reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making it easy for you to go, remember Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He also went through the same feelings. But have faith in Allah. Allah will send you back. Or Allah will invite you, number one. So Ma'ad is the place of return. Place of return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah made an oath by Mecca. And he called it al-balad, the city or the town. Al-Balad, or the country. It has many meanings in the Arabic. Al-Balad. La uqsimu bihada al-Balad. Allah made an oath. There is many oaths in the Quran. And always they teach us is when Al-Azim yuqsimu bishay fahu azim. When the majestic Allah make an oath by something, that something by itself is majestic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, made an oath by the Day of Judgment, لَا أُقَسِّمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, the Day of Resurrection. What is that? And then he said, لَا أُقَسِّمُ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. And لَا is actually is an extra. So mean I am making an oath. Allah, again, the creator made an oath by that city, Mecca. وأنت حل بهذا البلد, and you live in this town or in this city, and scholars will say شرفها الله. The city of Mecca, Allah have honored it and elevated its status, and every place of that city, every dust, every sand is glorified, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it glorified, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it honorable, al-balad. And no other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it al-balad but Mecca. Number 6, al-baladu al-amin, same thing, city, but now he added another meaning to it. Al-baladu al-amin, it's the city of safety and security. The city, now again, I'm not talking about al-masjid al-haram only, I'm talking about the city. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدُ الْأَمِينَ وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِنِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Another oath. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath. See how many oaths he made by Mecca, but called it another name. This one, al-baladu al-amin, the city of safety and security. Meaning, when I go there, when I enter, when you see as you're driving from Jeddah or you're driving from Medina or getting into it, you'll start seeing the signs which says the beginning of the Haram, the beginning, the starting of the sanctuary. That's where the whole city starts. In it, in me, I need to remember these meanings. Ummul Qura, the mother of the cities, and al-baladul amin, the secure place. Meaning, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Allah said it's a secure place. You will be safe. You will be secured. Everything happens to me, to you, inside that sanctuary is khair, is good. It's His house. It's His city. Safe and secure. Subhanallah. Al-baladul amin. And there is no different opinion that the al-baladu al-amin, the secure city is Mecca, and it is the city that is safe from being invaded. And some of the scholars said al-baladu al-amin, no one can invade Mecca, nobody. It's not because we are saying it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. We need, again, and one of the reasons I chose this topic, the names of it, because we really need to bring back into our hearts, into our daily life, the value and the honor of Mecca. And we, as I said in the beginning, we all love it, but we need to start looking at it differently. So again, when I am going, my worry should be, it's not what I'm going to take with me. And mashallah, tabarakallah, Allah responded to the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Everything is in that city. There's nothing you find in the world. You don't find it in Mecca. La ilaha illallah. Everything. Warzuq ahlahu min al-thamarat. Allah responded to the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And he made a dua, Ya Allah, give its people from everything. And Allah responded. So when you are packing, when you are going, when you are there, your worry should be, it's not I may need this. What happened if I don't get that? Immediately, don't let shaitan get into your heart in this. Immediately the response, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدُ الْأَمِينَ. This is the secure city. My feelings internally should be very different. Very different. Because I have to keep reminding myself where I am. I need to keep reminding myself where I am, where I am invited to, where I am. Keep reminding yourself, and don't let shaitan distract you by other things that you see. whether it's people, whether it is this, whether it is that. Keep focusing. Where are you? البلد الأمين. مكة. بكة. أم القرى. The mother of the cities. One of the other names, القرية. Subhanallah. Allah called it like the village, like the town. It's like more personal, more intimate. And this is in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. It's at the end of Surah An-Nahl, verse 112. Allah said, and Allah gave a parable of Qarya, which is a city or a town. Again, but again, this is the depth of the Arabic language, where three words in the English translate a city, but it's each one has a meaning. And Allah said, and this verse and name should remind me of something related to my current, to our current situation. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, Mecca was absolutely a place of safety, security, has يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان, and provisions comes to it from everywhere. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They were not grateful. And Allah made them taste لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. They made them taste hunger and fear as if it is garment or clothes attached to them. Meaning, it is not a second or a two. They suffered from it for a while. Why? Because they were ungrateful. So when Allah invite me to go to His house and I am there, I need to be grateful. And number one sign of being grateful is no complaint. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, these millions of hearts are focused on His house. They all are dying to come. And here I am, I'm there. And then I complain. The food is not the best. The hotel is not what they told me. And it's too hot or too... Remember, I need to be grateful. So He will invite me again. This is one of the fears. When I saw it in October, and I was like, Ya Allah, is it me because I was ungrateful to all the blessings You gave me, and You said You're not coming again? Let's be careful of that. Qarya. We all are living in what it's called a city. Let's be grateful so Allah does not take away from us the blessings He gave us. And if anything, COVID taught us, should have taught us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable in a second to take away the blessings that we are so much used to it, and we lived in it, and we thought we will never leave it. Who thought in a minute that they will not be able to breathe unless they put, they will not be able to breathe freely? No, they have to put a mask wherever they go. 3 years ago, people would have laughed at us if we said that. Who thought in a minute, for 3 months, we're going to be in 2 or 3 months, it depends where are you, in our homes. Don't go out unless it is necessary. And then the grocery is outside and you bring the grocery and you have to sanitize everything and you keep washing your hands. And then you don't see your relatives. And if your relative is in the ICU, you can't visit them. All these, He showed it to us. Let us not forget what we went through and what he gave it back to us, almost all of it. Alhamdulillah, we are going to masajid. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we're praying there, we're seeing our relatives, we are interacting with people. Alhamdulillah, people are back to their jobs. Alhamdulillah, let's be grateful and stay grateful. And Allah will give us more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said this in Surah Ibrahim, where He mentioned later about his city and Mecca. Is if you are grateful, I'll give you more. So when you go to Mecca, don't complain. So He invites you again. Rather, not only don't complain, be very grateful. Keep telling Allah, I don't worth to be in your place, in your house. I don't. What did I do to deserve it? How many sins I committed and You invited me to this most sacred place, looking at Your house, let alone praying in front of Your house? And the more you are humble and grateful to Allah, the more He gave you. Subhana. So Al-Qariya, the city, is basically Mecca. And Allah says that it went through period. Its dwellers, the people who lived in it were ungrateful. Allah removed the blessings. Number eight name, Al-Wadi, the valley. The valley. Rabbi inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. That's what Sayyidina Ibrahim said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim in the verses 37. He said, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyyati. Sayyidina Ibrahim talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana, oh my Lord, oh our Lord, inni, I, Sayyidina Ibrahim, askantu min dhurriyyati, I have made part of my family to live biwadin ghayri dhi zar'a, in a valley where there is no vegetation, no plants, no fruit. Inda baytika al-muharram. That's how we know this is Mecca. Inda baytika al-muharram, next to your house, the valley. Because again, if you have been to Mecca or you see the pictures, Mecca itself is in lower part, surrounded actually by mountains. It's in the lower part, so it's a valley and surrounded by mountains, Al-Wadi. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it in the Quran. And number nine, Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-Masjid Al-Haram ila al-Masjid Al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina. Allah said this in Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel. First verse of chapter Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Glorify He, the one who have asra bi'abdi, who took his servant in a night journey from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the sacred mosque, to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to the furthest mosque. Well, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in that night journey, he did not leave from the Masjid Al-Haram. He actually left from the house of Ummahani in Mecca. So scholar says one of the names of Mecca is Al-Masjid Al-Haram, sacred house. So look at it in a bigger vision. Mecca, all of it, is the sacred house. It's not only Al-Masjid Al-Haram. The whole Mecca is sacred. Again, when I enter to it, I need to bring back, to bring inside me that this is the place where the best of the creation was born. This is the place where the most beloved human beings to Allah lived there. Rasul ﷺ, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail. Subhanallah. This is the place, again, as you are entering Mecca, this is the place where Allah chose from all the lands on this earth to have His house there. This is the place where Allah chose that His Rasul, His Messenger, go up in the night to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To cut the first, like the departure city was Mecca. And Allah could have made it anywhere else. That all should remind you that Mecca is so special that we really need to bring it back, and we don't look at it as any other city. Subhanallah. The other name of Mecca, alhamdulillah, almost done. Yani, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The other name is Al-Baytul Atiqa. Mecca is Al-Baytul Atiqa, the ancient house. The ancient house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, the ancient house, ثُمَّ لِيَقَضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقَ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 29. ثُمَّ لِيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ. Then, and Allah is talking about Al-Hajj here. And He said, then, لِيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ. ثُمَّ, I'm sorry, لِيَقَضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ. Then they will fulfill the rituals of Hajj. وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ. What the covenants with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also fulfill it. وَلْيَطَوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقَ. And they do tawaf, circumambulation around Al-Kaaba, Al-Baytu Al-Atiq, ancient house. And the ancient house is in the ancient city. البيت العتيق. And anytime something you say ancient has history, has value, has not any value but has a value. And سيدنا الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إن حديثنا الترمذي he said إنما سمي البيت العتيق لأنه لم يظهر عليه جبار. He said Allah سبحانه وتعالى called it البيت العتيق, the ancient house, because it has never been conquered by any tyrant. Subhanallah. The whole area, the whole Middle East, and if you go back to the history, right, was conquered. The whole Middle East was conquered in the beginning of the last century, was actually invaded, right? It was colonized by the British, by the French, by the Italian, except that place. Al-Baytul Atiq, Allah saved it. Subhanallah. Again, when I enter, when I see it, when I am planning to go, when I'm there, when I came back, it doesn't matter where are you in that journey. When you are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invite you, remember, what are you asking for? To go to His house, to His city, to the most ancient house and city. And the last two names for it, one name is Tuhama. This is number 11. Tuhama. T-U-H-M-A, and maybe an apostrophe on top. It is because it's called, it's Mecca is called Tuhama because it is in that place of earth between Al-Hijaz, the western part of Saudi, current Saudi, and Yemen. That area is called Tuhama. And because Mecca is inside that area. And the last, but not the least, is Al-Balda, the town. And the name is also in the Quran, is at the end of Surah An-Naml, the ant, chapter 27, and the verse is 91. And Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam is saying in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27. What is he saying, Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam? Meaning what Allah is saying, told the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam to say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا, I'm sorry, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ, there's no قُلْ, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ, أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين. إنما, verily, I was ordered to worship رب هذه البلدة. I was ordered to worship the Lord of this town, Mecca, الذي حرمها, that he made it sacred. This is the whole الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا town. All Mecca is sacred. That place, which is not that big, and maybe there's 1.5 million, they say, now live in that whole, not only in the area of the Haram, but all Mecca. It's not that big. But look how, what it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more I glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I glorify His town, I glorify His house, I glorify His orders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Ameen, invite us all, Ya Rabbi Ameen, and keep inviting us and never deprive us from visiting His house, Ya Rabbi Ameen, and never deprive us. Or number one, before I say this, may He teach us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, teach us and remind us of the value. And where are we going? And what is that place means on this earth? And may He never ever deprive us of this feeling. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. If there is any questions, I don't know, I was not following much the chats, but if there is any question that you all want to share, yes, Ameen, ya Sister Zabiba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us all, Ya Rabbi Ameen, for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ramadan, Ya Rabbi Ameen. I'm not going to answer questions about Salah because we are talking about, but you can email me if you have questions. It's Dr. Haifa at Jannah Institute. .org. So the question is, if you have not done, okay, so this is a good question because it is relative. If you have not done Hajj yet, is it advisable to do Umrah? That's a good question. So somebody has not gone to Hajj, right? There is many reasons why people did not go to Hajj. So not, let us not think they didn't want to go. Cost is an issue, age limitation, the country size, and there is the quota and the number, then they go. So that person did not do the obligatory Hajj, where there is a Umrah also obligatory, one only. So if you cannot go for the Hajj obligatory, at least go for the Umrah obligatory. The Umrah is usually more affordable, and there is no quota, there is no limit, there is no age limit, and you can do it any time of the year. So absolutely, if you have not yet gone to Hajj, then absolutely go for Umrah, at least the obligatory one. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. I think alhamdulillah rabbil alamin we answered that. Jazakumullahu khairan, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. All the information of the umrah that inshallah we are going bi'idhnillah. Ya rabbi amin, ya Allah, invite us at January 20th inshallah. We are January 21st we are leaving. Is actually it's all on our website jannahinstitute.com. You will see it as you just go to the website. You will see it right there. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. بارك الله فيكم.